a new lawsuit is seeking to overturn the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps. It's Thursday, August 3rd. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Hope Kerwin, filling in for Alex Crow this week. Coming up, a high-voltage transmission line connecting northeast Iowa and western Wisconsin is exceeding its initial cost. And an ultra-rare bird was spotted around Green Bay. Corrine Hess will have more. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
A day after liberals took control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, a new lawsuit has been filed that seeks to overturn the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps. Sean Johnson reports.
Wisconsin's legislative maps were first drawn by Republicans in 2011 and again in 2021. Since they've been in place, Democrats have never come close to winning a majority in a general election. Attorney Doug Poland has challenged the maps in previous cases in federal and state court, but Poland says this case is different.
For the first time, we are coming to court, litigants are coming to court, and we are raising claims under provisions of the Wisconsin Constitution and just the Wisconsin Constitution that really have not been argued before.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux issued a statement criticizing the timing of the lawsuit and vowed that the Senate would defend Wisconsin's current maps. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
More than a day after former President Donald Trump was indicted for efforts to overturn the 2020 election, most members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation have yet to weigh in. Trump is facing four counts, including conspiracy to defraud the United States. The indictment makes several references to fake electors from Wisconsin. It also outlines Republican Senator Ron Johnson's efforts to get fraudulent electoral ballots to former Vice President Mike Pence on January 6th. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan says many were hoping the legal system would hold Trump accountable.
It very clearly is laying out many of the now we recognize crimes that former President Trump did in order to try to stay in office, including in a very high-profile way, the fake elector scheme that also involved fake electors in Wisconsin.
Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany and Senator Johnson released statements calling it a sham indictment and an example of election interference. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has fired the state's court system director. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the move has sparked pushback from the court's conservative justices.
Randy Koshnick was officially fired by the court on Wednesday. The move came one day after Justice Janet Protasiewicz was sworn in. That gave the body a liberal majority for the first time in 15 years. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler, a conservative, condemned the move in a strongly worded statement. She suggested it was a unilateral power grab by the new liberal majority. Justice Anne Walsh Bradley, a liberal, signed the letter informing Koshnick of his termination. She did not respond to WPR's request for comment. Koshnick has held the director role since 2017. He was appointed under a previous conservative majority. He also once ran for a seat on the Supreme Court as a conservative. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The price tag for the disputed Cardinal Hickory Creek transmission line that's being built across southern Wisconsin now exceeds initial cost estimates by roughly $90 million. Daniel Kading reports.
American Transmission Company, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power Cooperative are building the line from Dane County to Dubuque County in Iowa. The co-owners told the Public Service Commission that it now costs at least $582 million. Alyssa Bratz is an ATC spokesperson for the project's co-owners. She says several factors are driving up costs.
Material price increases due to inflation driven by the pandemic, real estate easement costs, and the ongoing legal expenditures.
Conservation groups have challenged approvals for the project. An attorney for them says utility regulators should look at who should pay for rising costs. A commission spokesperson says it's monitoring those expenses and has authority to take action if and when appropriate. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
ATC is an underwriter of WPR. Birders are flocking to Green Bay to see the ultra-rare roseate spoonbill, who arrived last week from the Gulf Coast. Corrine Hess reports the bird has not been spotted in Wisconsin since 1845.
With a football-shaped body and a shoehorn-shaped bill, the pink spoonbill looks more like a character in a Dr. Seuss book than a bird that belongs in Wisconsin. And since being spotted last week, the spoonbill has attracted nearly 500 people to Green Bay. Tom Presby with Audubon Great Lakes says the bird could have lost its way or gotten blown into Wisconsin with a storm. Climate change or habitat destruction could also be a factor.
If anybody's guess how long it'll stay, it could be days. It could be until we get a big cold front later in August. It really just depends on how happy the bird is and how much food it's finding.
Wildlife experts are asking people to keep a safe distance from the bird. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Milo Lee of Appleton shares how home is defined for her in today's Wisconsin Life. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about home.
Home means different things to all of us. Home can be the house you grew up in, a quiet spot in the woods, or right beside your favorite person. For Milo Lee of Appleton, defining her home is complicated. She shares her story as part of the Home is Here project, which amplifies the voices of the growing number of Black, Asian, Native American, and Hispanic residents who call northeastern Wisconsin home.
Home is a hard concept for me. I was born in a refugee camp. I was in the Bang Vi Nai holding center in northeastern Thailand. So home to me has never been a physical placement. Home has never been an address or location. The awareness of what home is has always been associated with a feeling of safety. There are a few things that remind me of home. The first is the smell of traditional Hmong black chicken boiled with Hmong chua. This herb bundle includes lemongrass, joe pie weed, Okinawa spinach, and mugwort, among the many other Hmong traditional herbs. As a young child, this earthy smell greeted me many early mornings and comforted me many late evenings. My immigrant Hmong parents had taken refuge from the American War in Vietnam and eventually made central Wisconsin their new home. One of their chosen professions was ginseng farming, therefore I was a ginseng farmer. During the early summer mornings, I would be greeted with the smell of boiled chicken and herbs for breakfast, because according to my parents, farming is real work and I needed real food. My family's WIC-approved cereal was only good for learning at school. At the age of 7, I was manually removing large rocks from untilled acres of farmland in preparation of the land being tractor-tilled for ginseng crops. Once the ginseng plants were seeded and emerged from their hay beds, I worked every day. I would pull wild violets, goosegrass, creeping charlie, and crabgrass weeds underneath the aluminum mesh net that created shade for the ginseng plants. After a long day of farming, most evenings my mom would add more water, salt, and black pepper and reheat the boiled chicken for dinner. I always felt safe eating this dish. I felt safe adding more black pepper or asking for red chilies to spice up my dish. Still, one of my favorite dishes is home-cooked white jasmine rice with hot black chicken boiled with chua. There's another thing that makes me feel instantly at home, and that's when I hear Wisconsin Public Radio. The early dark morning rides to the ginseng fields were often long. I always liked listening because I never feared having to speak back. As a dual language child who had a stammer and stutter, conversations scared me. Conversations scared me because I was unsure of how much of myself I would share, if my words would come out right if I did want to share, and lastly, would I matter? Wisconsin Public Radio allowed me to be safe, to be part of the conversation by listening and learning. As Hmong refugees, my mom and dad often listened to WPR because of the weekly Hmong public radio. Every radio in the house, ginseng field and car, was defaulted to Wisconsin Public Radio in fear of missing the Saturday Hmong program. The Hmong program was special to me because I was able to hear Hmong conversations by Hmong people. This was something I did not see on television or at school. Home is a hard concept for me. It may be because I was born in a refugee camp. It may be because I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops. Home to me has never been a physical placement. Home has never been a physical address or location. Home is where I am safe.
Milo Lee of Appleton is a cultural and engagement strategist with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Her story is part of the Home is Here project from the New News Lab, a local news collaboration in northeastern Wisconsin made up of six media organizations, including WPR and the Green Bay Press Gazette. More information can be found at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm Hope Kerwin. Our producers are Mallory Chang and John Davis. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.